from the advertising media capital of the world, New Milford, Connecticut, wherever that is. This is Mostly Automotive Marketing with Matt Wilson, a bi-weekly-ish podcast about all things automotive marketing. Now, here's your host, Matt Wilson.
Welcome, everybody, to a live edition of Mostly Automotive Marketing with Matt Wilson, presented by Silverback Advertising, online at silverbackadvertising.com. Yes, here's my question. Here's what I want to talk about. This will be short, all right? Why is everyone outraged about the Vroom commercial? Because if you are, you're being ridiculous. You can't possibly think that it's that bad. And you can't possibly be surprised by the commercial. For those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, Vroom, if you've heard of Vroom, they're the company that sells cars online. You can buy the car online and then they bring it to your house and deliver the vehicle to you. Vroom ran a commercial during the Super Bowl. Go Brady, hashtag the GOAT. Vroom ran a commercial during the Super Bowl where they depicted us, the auto industry, in a negative light. I don't remember the commercial. I haven't watched it in a few months, but I'm pretty sure it involved somebody hooked up to a car battery with jumper cables on their nipples. I think maybe that's what it was. Something like that, that painted us in a negative light. And the dealer community found out about this prior to the commercial airing on the Super Bowl, and there was outrage. Oh my gosh, the outrage. People were freaking out about the Vroom commercial. And I think it's ridiculous. Because if you don't think that that's how the public views us, then you're crazy. Or uber cray cray, as the kids say. Did the kids say that? I don't even know. Perception lasts a long time, right? There's a lot of good dealers out there right now. I don't work with one dealer at Silverback Advertising who is not a good dealer. All my dealers are great dealers. And I have a lot of friends who are great dealers. But there's a lot of not great dealers out there. And perception doesn't change overnight. The perception of us is that we're shady people. That's what it was 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Are there more good dealers now than there were then? Absolutely. But is everyone a good dealer? No. As an example of perception, I grew up in a town called New Fairfield. I live across the lake in a town called New Milford right now. Growing up, New Fairfield's perception of New Milford was it's a bunch of rednecks living in New Milford. I'm in New Milford now. Oh, we still got some rednecks. I do live near a farm. But, you know, New Milford's a little bougie now, right? It's not all rednecks. I mean, you know, I do live near a farm and I like NASCAR. But what I'm saying is it's different than it was 30 years ago. But you know what the perception to people in New Fairfield are about people in New Milford, where I live now? Ugh, New Milford. That's like redneck country up there. But it's not like that anymore. But that's the perception of it. Perception doesn't change overnight. You've watched TV, you've seen movies. The used car salesman is always has a negative perception. And it's just, remember Seinfeld with he's buying the Saab and Putty is trying to sell him like the undercoating stuff that he doesn't want. He's like, high five, up high. That's the perception of us in movies and television shows. It's never positive. That's just how the public views our industry. The Vroom commercial is just capitalizing on that perception. And like, honestly, I don't really have a huge problem with it. The commercial actually I thought was kind of funny. But there's a lot of good dealers out there who don't deserve that perception. But that's how the public views us. And there's a lot of dealers out there who still operate like that. I worked for a dealer. I work for a group. We had a store in our group in Connecticut that still does this right now, right? They advertise their cars online, their used cars, at way below what they sell them for. So they're advertising a used car at, you know, $12,000 as a way to get the customer in. And the price when the customer gets there is magically $16,000. Oh, sorry, sir, but the price doesn't include You know, safety certification, tax tag, dealer fees, tires, brakes, Rust-Oleum, Johnson rods, blah, 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 example. Well, you know what happens? The customer is pissed because they say, well, I saw the car on your website for $12,000. It was on cars.com for $12,000. And then I get here and it's $16,000. Oh, yeah, that's the price without all the stuff that you need to buy the car. Well, you know what all the customers do? They said, oh, man, I got baited into coming in here. They baited and switched me. I got came in here under one price. The car is this price. So they either don't buy the car and leave mad. They buy it. They leave mad. They write a negative Google review. And their perception of our industry is that we're all a bunch of tricksters. When there's dealers out there doing that, what do you think the perception is going to be? Vroom is just trying to capitalize on that. And I'm not upset about that. I'm not outraged at Vroom for doing that. I wish that I had the idea for that commercial. Good job, Vroom agency. I just don't get it. I don't get it. There's a dealer in Connecticut that disabled the Facebook reviews tab on their Facebook page. Do you think they do that because they get great reviews on Facebook? No, they do that because they're shady as shit. Excuse my language. Now I got to put an E for explicit next to this when I post it on the podcast platform. But what I'm saying is we're only as fast as our slowest dealer. No, we're only as good as our worst. I don't know what the phrase is. The phrase is there might be 300 great dealers and 50 shady dealers, and we're judged and graded on the 50 shady dealers. So the perception of us is not great. It's not a secret. So what do we do about it? That's a great question. What do we do about it? I got a couple of ideas. One is we shame all the shady dealers into being better dealers. But, you know, more accurately, let's spend some energy and some time and some advertising dollars on branding. Let's work on our perception. We have a perception issue. So what do we do right now? Well, we all spend a bunch of money on $99 down, $99 a month. Get here now. It's the best time to buy. But let's spend some money on here's how we've changed over the years. Here's what makes us different. And talk about the good things we have going on. But the problem is it takes time and it takes an effort. You know, we can't all just think, well, the other dealer will do that, or the manufacturer will do that, or that's a tier one or a tier two problem. What am I going to do about it? You can do something about it. We can run some advertising that is branding advertising, awareness advertising, and talk about why we're good instead of every piece of advertising we run being low funnel, get them in the door, get me done, no credit score, turned away type advertising. We can do some branding advertising, talk about what's great, talk about how we treat people, talk about our upfront honest pricing, talk about your service experience, talk about your online reviews. We got to get the word out, but it takes time. And you shouldn't be outraged about the Vroom commercial. The Vroom commercial portrays us in the way that the public sees us, which is negatively for the most part. But listen, there's lots of great dealers out there. There's lots of great people in our industry, but we got to work at it together. And we can't be surprised when, Vroom tries to capitalize on that. I don't blame them. That's a pretty good business tactic. And by the way, I mean, you know, I'm pretty sure that I've heard that Vroom and Carvana have terrible reviews. Like, it's not an easy process. I heard somebody say in a clubhouse room that it's something like 10 contacts that you have to do before the car you buy on Vroom shows up at your door. You know, you go online and you think you're just going to buy the car and it shows up, but there's 10 phone calls and problems and back and forth, and then the car finally shows up. It's not a seamless process. But it certainly seems easier than being stuck at a showroom for 6 hours on a Saturday. So let's fine tune our processes. Let's talk about how great we are on the interwebs. In your advertising, do some branding, plan ahead. Don't just talk about what you got to do in the next 28 days. Let's do some branding advertising and chip away at it together. Real quick, I want to thank the guys at AutoYap, Jim Hastings and Mike Brown from AutoYap. You can see that. Thank you to those guys for making me some mostly automotive marketing stuff and sending it to me. Check out AutoYap on LinkedIn and they can make, they make caricatures that your dealership can use for branding on social media channels. They made me a couple, and they're really cool looking. So check them out. That's Auto Yap. Multi Automotive Marketing with Matt Wilson is presented by Silverback Advertising, online at silverbackadvertising.com. Thank you for listening to me rant for 10 minutes. Have a good weekend. Or wait, it's only Thursday. Have a good Friday.
Mostly Automotive Marketing with Matt Wilson is brought to you by... Wait, this guy has sponsors? Oh, never mind. This sheet of paper is blank. No sponsors. That makes more sense. For updates, info, future episodes, and more, follow on Twitter, subscribe on YouTube, like on Facebook, and connect on Frackle. You guys made that last one up. That's not even a thing, Frackle. Come on.